Welcome to the Superstars of Business. We take an in-depth look at businesses in our area, their products and services, their contributions to our area and our community, and what makes us work. And today we welcome from Cruise One, Mike and Darlene Jordan are here, your personal cruise and vacation specialists. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
All right. Now, cruise specialists, let's get a little bit into your background and your business and how you came about at this particular point in time to be Cruise One.
Well, we both love to travel, probably more than anything else. We at one time we were looking for a place that we could or a way that we could earn a living by doing travel, and Darlene came across a way to do it, and we got involved in it about 10 years ago and built the business, and then just recently we converted from one business model to another one and became a part of Cruise One. Cruise One is a national company.
A franchise sort of thing?
It's a franchise organization. It's part of World Travel Holdings, which is one of the largest retailers of cruises in the world. And so it's been a great association for us. We get to do what we love to do, and that's where we are.
Now, Cruise One, I see in your card, you are independently owned and operated.
So that's correct.
That gives you a little bit more leeway as part of the service that you provide for your customers.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's not necessarily dictated what you have to do and how you have to do it. So, what do you do?
Well, we're not a call center. We own our business, and we take our clientele very seriously. So if you call us and you've never traveled before, you think you might like to take a cruise, we're going to ask you questions about yourself and what you like to do when you travel. So we don't put a 75-year-old retiree who likes to play bingo on a carnival cruise where everybody's partying at night.
And they have the belly flop contest and the world's sexiest man. So
exactly.
There's something for everybody.
Well, why not?
There's something for everybody.
A cruise for everyone.
On a cruise. That's correct.
Boy, cruising has really, really exploded here in the last, 5, 10, 15 years,
right,
hasn't it?
Right. It really started to get going. I mean, it's always been around, but it really started to get going shortly after 9/11. And I think one of the reasons was at that time nobody wanted to travel, and so it got real inexpensive for a while. And a lot of people got exposed to cruising, and what a great, great value it is for the money that you spend, because cruising is it's just a little bit less than all-inclusive. Most of the cruise lines, at least the contemporary cruise lines, your meals are included, your entertainment on board the ship is included in your fare.
If you want to buy trinkets, that's about
is
not included.
That's not included. And on the contemporary cruise lines, your alcoholic beverage are not included as well. Now, if you get up into some of the luxury lines, like Cunard and Crystal and lines like that, then they start working in ways that they can also do alcoholic beverages as well. But it's a luxury that you pay for.
Okay. So I'm assuming then there are cruises for every budget. Correct?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. There are three-night cruises for a quick getaway that you can get for probably starting at $399 sometimes, depending on the season, up to a world cruise, which runs into the tens of thousands of dollars, and you have to have 6 months to take off work or be retired would be better.
And pretty much go anywhere in the world just about, too.
For all intents and purposes. Anywhere in the world. In fact, one of the things that we have a special group now that'll be traveling from Amsterdam, Holland, down the Rhine and Danube rivers, onto Budapest, Hungary. It's a 14-night river cruise. We've done river cruises before, and they're fantastic ways to travel. I mean, it's because you travel right through the country instead of just along its ocean coasts.
Right. Stop in the cities, et
cetera.
Right.
And, you know, when you take an ocean cruise, we love doing ocean cruises, and we do them all the time, but you stop at wherever the port is, and the port is usually in an industrial part of town. It's someplace that You probably wouldn't go to that town
unless you were
on a cruise. Mm-hmm. Well, on a river cruise, they stop right, usually, in the heart of town. And, for example, we were on a river cruise that stopped in Cologne, and we stepped off the ship right into the public square because the river goes right down the center of town. And the main World Heritage Center, World Heritage Site,
UNESCO
site, cathedral was right there. I mean, it was a 5-10 minute walk from the cruise. So that's one of the things that makes river cruising exciting. We have a special that one is going on. We're taking that with the one to from Amsterdam to Budapest will be on May 8th of next year. And we'd love to have people join us if they want to give us a call. Our 800 number is 800-267-7613. Or they can visit our website, and our website is at M, like Mike, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, .cruise1.com. And they can find out about everything we have to offer on the website, pretty much.
We'll be hosting the river cruise that's in May of next year, and that's one of the ones that costs a little bit more initially, but there are so many things included that it makes the cost a lot more reasonable. It includes a shore tour every time you stop at a port, escorted English-speaking guide with an AudioVox headset so you don't have to be right next to him to be able to hear him, and all your meals. It includes wine, beer, and soda with lunches and dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And on a typical contemporary cruise, that's not included. So that's quite a value.
Now, you're talking about some exotic places here,
mm-hmm.
Some really exotic destinations.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most exotic cruise that you've been on? What do you think?
China.
Okay. All right.
We in the early spring of 2010, we did another river cruise. Interestingly, it was. But we started in Shanghai, China, and took a cruise up the Yangtze River.
Oh, man.
And we went all the way to Chongqing.
Uh-huh, Chongqing.
And we got off there. Then they flew us. It was all part of a package deal through Viking River Cruises. They flew us to Xi'an, which is where the Terracotta Warriors Museum is,
mm-hmm.
which was just amazing. I mean, you can't even believe what we saw there. A room the size of a gigantic arena.
Coliseum. Yeah.
With a pit dug in it full of terracotta warriors, sculptures of warriors.
Life
by
size.
The thousands, life size, everyone completely different. We flew from Xi'an to Beijing and spent two nights in Beijing before we came home. The only hard part about that trip was the airplane flight. It was a long one, but it was worth every minute. It was a fabulous trip.
So now we've talked about cruising for every budget. What about for age? I mean, are cruises, you talk about being retired, et cetera, and you're talking about, mm-hmm. If you want bingo, et cetera. But then you've also gone to the other side. There are cruises that if you're a younger or feeling person, mm-hmm. then there are some party cruises, correct?
Yeah, there are some. The ones that are what I would categorize as mostly party cruises are the three-night trips that usually sail out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale, sometimes Los Angeles and San Diego. And those are generally cruises that the locals can do for the weekend. I mean, they can easily drive to the port. They use older ships. And people of all ages and persuasions take them. But they tend to be a little rowdier.
You don't have to worry about designated drivers. And
that's right. You don't have to worry about that. So so they can be kind of rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
We've only done one three-night cruise, and it was kind of like that on the one we took. So,
but for a family that has all ages, one of the best cruises probably for a multi-generation family would be something along the lines of Royal Caribbean, on either the Oasis of the Seas or the Allure of the Seas. Those are Royal Caribbean's newest, largest mega ships. They have neighborhoods. They have seven neighborhoods on the ship. It's like being in a small city.
They have a one of their neighborhoods is Central Park, and they actually have grass and plants and trees.
And growing, sidewalk cafes.
And growing on the ship
bars
itself.
And shops.
Mm-hmm. We've come a long way from the Titanic, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. They have they have climbing walls. Mm-hmm. You can learn to surf on the ship.
Mm-hmm. They have a, and they even have a zip line that goes from one of the towers. They have an outdoor water show with high divers and acrobats. And I mean, it.
The ice Oasis, skating rink?
Yeah, a skating rink.
You can see an ice skating show, and you can skate on ice at sea.
In the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean.
So, I mean, they leave no stone unturned. And the other thing, of course, for families is Disney. I mean, Disney's cruise line is in a class by itself. They have more for, not just for little kids, but more for families. And we even have some adults that don't have any kids that love to sail on Disney. Because they have a lot of great things to offer for adults, too.
And it's an upscale.
It is. It's an upscale trip. Product. I mean, Disney, as anybody who's ever gone to Disney World or Disneyland or any of those places, know they do things first class, and they also know that it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But we have never had anybody that sailed a Disney cruise that didn't come back and say it was one of the greatest things they ever did, and it was great with their kids. And they liked it because there's so much for the kids to do. It's even for the little ones. It's all supervised. They have beepers so they can get a hold of the parents. If the kid is in some activity and is having a problem, they can get a hold of them right away. And they just take great care of the kids. But also, there's lots of places on the ship that are adults only.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one of the finest restaurants at sea, Palo, which is on all of their ships. And they've got some new ones coming out, too. So it's a great thing for families.
It's a growing industry. I mean, even though it's exploded, it still seems like there's a lot of momentum.
They're adding new ships. Almost every cruise line is adding new ships or taking their older ships into dry dock and adding new restaurants, updating their bars and interiors, stretching them. Sometimes they'll actually just cut a ship in half, put in a new middle, and make the ship bigger. It's incredible what they
do.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible what they can do.
And they also have, I mean, Disney does not have a casino, but most of the cruise lines ships do have. And they're full-size casinos. I mean, they're not as big as a Las Vegas casino, but they have the machines and they have the table games and the craps and all of that.
So, poker tournaments?
Yeah, tournaments, you name it.
So let's talk a little then about qualifications and needs. If you're going to take a cruise, do you need a passport?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
That's the short answer is yes, you need a passport. Certain cruises out of American ports that go to Caribbean islands or Mexico and return to that same port
are okay.
You're allowed to cruise with just a driver's license and a birth certificate.
And we don't recommend it.
We don't recommend that. And the reason for that is that while it is legal to take a ship out and come back without a passport, it's not legal to fly back. So if you can run into an emergency or something happens at home and you have to fly home,
you can't
have to
get
jump
on the plane.
Through. You can, but you have to jump through a lot of hoops to do it. Right. So we just tell people, hey, a passport, it's good for 10 years. It's your ticket to wherever you want to go in the world almost. You know, why not have one? It's a great tool. I love my passport.
And what are the procedures for a passport?
You can just apply at the
post
office,
offices. Okay.
Or you can apply online, actually, and get it that way. You do have to send them a photograph of yourself, and it has to be in certain dimensions.
Right.
Check
with
your local post office.
Your
post office has all that information, and it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get it.
Or if they have questions, they can just call us toll-free at 1-800-267-7613, and we'll lead them where they have to go to get their passport.
Now, we usually are very positive on this, and I just wanted to bring up just one thing about the Italian cruise line, the turning over and the disaster there. Now, you know, this happens, and I mean, airline flights, I mean, accidents happen.
Sure.
So, but did you guys see any change in business? Did that affect
interesting
cruise business?
Interestingly, I would say not a whit.
Yeah.
We happened to be on a cruise the following week And because we were past passengers, we attended an event with the captain of the ship, and there were probably 250 or 300 of us in the room where they were having this party. And the captain got up and made a few remarks, and he said, "Is anybody in here concerned? Do you want me to tell you anything about the problems that were happened on the Italian on the Costa cruise ship?" And not a hand, not one. Our phone. I would say our phone traffic was not one bit different because it was
We haven't had anyone ask us.
No.
Well, I'm glad I did.
So thanks for bringing it up.
But, I mean, they just don't seem to be concerned at all. Yeah. And I think everybody realizes that was an aberration.
Yeah.
That was what I would consider to be an irresponsible captain and policies that are not normally followed. He did some things that they just don't normally do. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of the people were not aware of how to behave when an emergency happens on a ship.
Although that cruise line is owned, Costa Cruises is owned by the Carnival Corporation, it is essentially an Italian cruise company, and their rules just were a little bit lax, and they made a huge mistake, and it has cost them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Mike and Darlene Jordan. They're with Cruise One, and you're out of Fort Garland, Colorado, is where your home base is.
That's correct.
What's your connection to northeastern New Mexico and southeastern Colorado?
Well, we have clients down in this neck of the woods. We have a number of clients in New Mexico that have taken part in our group cruises with Adams State College. And also with Trinidad State Junior College. We took a group from Trinidad State to Alaska, and then they went back 2 years later and did a full cruise tour when they went up into Denali National Park and did the whole thing. And then a couple of years ago, we started working with Adams State College. They also went to Alaska. They had 63 cabins aboard a Royal Caribbean ship, the Rhapsody of the Seas, when they went up to Alaska. And we have another group cruise coming up with Adams State College, and I think there are quite a few people in this area, not only northern New Mexico but southern Colorado, that attended and graduated from Adams State College. And Darlene can tell you about that a little bit.
It's going to be a beautiful cruise. It's actually one of the cruises on our personal bucket list. It's Canada, New England. They're doing it in the summer, so it'll be a little bit warmer. It's not a leaf-peeping trip. It's a summer scenic trip. That's going to be June 8th, 2013. It's a 7-night cruise from Boston to Montreal. It stops in Bar Harbor, Maine, which is probably one of our favorite little towns in the United States.
And if you like lobster, you got to eat lobster in Bar Harbor.
You got to pronounce it correctly.
You
got
to say lobster. You can go whale watching there, and it's just a cute little coastal town.
It's a great, great place.
They're going to Halifax, Nova Scotia, Sydney, Canada, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. They're going to cruise the Gulf of St. Lawrence. They'll have a stop in Quebec City, Quebec, and the cruise ends in Montreal. A lot of the people will be flying in a day early so that they can sightsee in Boston. There's a lot of history in Boston. And quite a few people will stay at least probably one night after the cruise so that they can see a little bit more of Montreal before they fly home. This is an Adams State College alumni and friends cruise. You don't have to be an alumnus of Adams State College. Interior rooms start at $9.99 a person on that one, and every stateroom gets a $75 onboard credit to spend on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested in that, they can give us a call. We can send them a brochure or a flyer and let them know. Adams State has done a lot of great work in Alamosa, and they're growing and soon to be a university. But
yes, Adams State will become a university Saturday, this coming Saturday. Uh-huh. Officially it becomes. The governor's coming, and they're going to sign the thing that makes them a university. So
great. A veritable smorgasbord of opportunities and choices for the cruise. I mean, they have rock and roll cruises.
They do.
Bring in the entertainment classic rocks.
And entertainment on the ships is amazing. They have gigantic theaters on most of the ships, and they feature entertainment similar to what you might see at a Las Vegas, you know, a big Las Vegas production show. Lots of singing and dancing, and some of the cruise lines even use a live orchestra as opposed to recorded music for the shows. and very well done, very elaborate sets. Gosh, Norwegian Cruise Line usually has flying, you know, people flying around the theater. It's really astounding. The first time I went, wow.
You can do this on
this
ship?
This is a ship? The first time we got on a cruise ship, I remember walking on. It was the old Carnival Jubilee, and it was our honeymoon, in fact, was our first cruise. And we got on the ship, and as we went through the door, I kept thinking, well, here we are in another lobby. When do we get on the boat? We were already on it. It's like being in a giant floating resort hotel. Mm-hmm. And it's something we love to do.
Phenomenal. What's the best time to take a cruise? Is there a best time?
It depends on whether you're looking for weather or the least expensive.
So least expensive.
The least expensive is always going to be when kids are in school. Probably I would say, on average, the best week to go is generally the first week in December, if you're going to take a sunshine cruise.
Right.
Because there are no vacations, nothing like that. So there's nothing to boost the demand.
Right.
So you can usually get a pretty good deal in, right after summer break, right before the Christmas break.
Before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. or before Christmas, not over the holidays. Holiday cruises are wonderful. We've done
a New Year's Eve.
A cruise over New Year's Eve. And it was just fabulous. I mean, talk about a New Year's Eve party. That was wonderful. And there's no drive home.
Yeah.
Right.
But they are more expensive. But if you can go right before or in between the holidays, that's when a lot of people don't want to travel. And there are some bargains to be had.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're talking some pretty serious bargains.
Now, speaking of bargains, we were talking before we went on the air, and we get faxes all the time here at the radio station. And for your all employees from the airline travel program land package, you know, these great exotic cruises, 6 days, 5 nights for $175 per person.
Mm-hmm.
What's the situation on these?
Well,
I'm very cautious. I just don't think it's possible.
Well,
to get something that good for that little.
You know, they don't mention the name of any cruise line.
Yeah,
there.
I know. A five-star resort, they don't mention the name of a five-star
resort. Yeah, they don't give
resort.
You the name.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it involves a timeshare presentation.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Or some kind of commitment that you have to make. And we signed up for a thing for Las Vegas one time on a deal like that. The restrictions were so... were so tight that actually being able to find a time or a place where you could coordinate with them mm-hmm. when you could go, it was very, very difficult. And I would say stay away from those.
Okay.
I mean, even we can't get anybody a cruise on any cruise line that has any reputation at all for $175.
Yeah, yeah. And it's best to go to a professional who's been in the business and can navigate mm-hmm. and keep the radar up for bargains or whatever when you want to go.
One of the things that we've found that's true, and I think Darlene would attest to this, is that a lot of people like to shop around on their own. They like to see what kind of cruises are out there. They'll go to a website like ours at mjordan.cruise1.com, and they'll find something that they like. But they're uncomfortable booking it by themselves, and that's when they call us. So we help in two ways. One, we can say, whoa, that may sound like a good deal, but you guys are not customers of such and such. You'd be a lot happier with this one.
Okay.
Or that's a really expensive one. I can get you the same itinerary for something less if you have a budget situation.
Well, and one of the things you have to be careful about too, if you're not familiar with cruising and cruise ships and the kinds of staterooms there are, we'll have a young couple, maybe a honeymoon couple, call us and say, "I saw this great deal for $399 on a 7-night cruise on Carnival. Can you get me that deal?" And we'll have to say, "Well, yes, we can get you that deal, $399 plus tax, but it's a bunk bed room. Really, is that what you want?"
For your honeymoon?
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to be careful because they don't tell you that until you've booked it mm-hmm. most of the time. And if you call a call center and talk to a person who works usually for the cruise lines, a lot of those people haven't even ever been on a cruise. Mm-hmm. So they're not familiar. They haven't been on. They may know only the cruise line that they work for.
Right.
And if somebody is shopping around, they can get the specials that are available in their email inbox every week if they want. We have a newsletter called eSavers, and comes once a week. And sometimes if there's a real big special, they'll get more than one, but very rarely more than one a week. And we have a special offer today. If we have some things to give away, and if anybody calls up and says they want to subscribe to our newsletter, the first seven or eight or so that call in, we have some gifts that we'll be glad to provide. So
we'll just leave them at the radio station.
We'll have them at the radio station. We have some cruise line tote bags and water bottles and that sort of thing. So all they have to do is call in and give us their email address, whatever the phone number that you folks use here for call-ins.
3652-445-3652.
We'll take their name down and subscribe them to our newsletter, and they'll get stuff every week with all kinds of ways. And they can even actually book their own cruise on that within that email.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity, and we'd sure like to have them as folks that we send information to every
week.
Okay,
Mike and Darlene Jordan. What it sounds like is something that we profess all the time here on Superstars of Business is, yes, it's a big wide world out there and internet, et cetera. I mean, it's a big, big market, but certainly you want someone who has expertise in that particular business, and they can help you. It's
sure.
It's their job to know whether or not it's a bunk room or not.
Right.
Something you would never think about.
Well, so often you see frequently asked questions and that sort of thing. You go through that list, and it's never the question you want. Your question is never there, but we have the answers. So
now, we also had some things here on repositioning. A repositioning cruise. What is that?
They can be fantastic deals. What happens is you'll have a cruise that has a home port for the summertime in Europe. But in the wintertime, they want to do the Caribbean cruises because the weather's better and it's more popular. So they need to get that ship back from Europe to the Caribbean, and they don't want to do it empty because there's no revenue there. So they will offer great deals on 13, 14, 15, even 18-night cruises coming back or going to Europe from the Caribbean. And those cruises are just so much fun.
Especially if you like to relax. Because when you cross the big pond, it takes a couple, 3 days, 4 days, five days at sea to get over there. But if you like to relax and just be pampered, it's a great thing. And they also, it's not like you just, you know, get on in Fort Lauderdale and get off in London. They usually stop at a number of ports. We just recently came back on a trip, repositioning cruise that started in Rome, and we got off the ship in Galveston, Texas. And we stopped at five ports in the Mediterranean, including and a couple outside, including the Canary Islands, before we sailed across for 6 days and stopped in the Bahamas, and then we got off the ship in Galveston. It was a great, great trip.
So we started our trip in Rome, and we ended up with only a two-hour flight
home.
Yeah,
we didn't have that long flight home.
That was one of the best things about
it. It was great.
All right. Fantastic. Repositioning. So they're repositioning the ship is what it is. Okay.
The other thing you can do if you want to tour Europe but you don't want to fly there, I mean, a lot of people don't want to be on a plane for 8 to 10 to 12 hours. Cunard does regular crossings, and that's all they do. They just cross from New York to London back almost all the time.
Almost all year.
That's a great way to do it, too. If you have the time, just take a crossing over, tour Europe for a while, and take a crossing back. You never have to step foot on an airplane.
That's right.
All right. So many options, many things. Now, do you only book cruises? Is cruise vacations
your... No, we also book land tours. We work with... Apple Vacations, Globus Travel, and a number of other tour providers. And we also can book just, you know, air in a hotel someplace, or if you want a Las Vegas package, we can do those things too.
If you want something really special, like if there's a pair of grandparents that has a huge anniversary coming up, we put together a package for some clients of ours in a villa on St. Thomas for themselves and their whole family. I think they ended up having 14 people, all staying in a villa. They had their own private pool.
And
they
had a chef.
I mean, if you want to go whole hog for something, you can do that. There are villa stays all over the world that we can book. Or you can book a smaller place and just share it with two or three couples, not have your own chef, and they're actually fairly affordable when you share them.
Our email newsletter that I mentioned this week happens to have a drawing for a fully paid or a free 4-night stay at one of the resorts in Mexico.
It's a Hotel Barcelo Maya Beach, Caribe.
That's right. And so that's another good reason to sign up for the newsletter, is you'll get more information about that and how to enter to win that that 4-night trip to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fascinating. Mike and Darlene Jordan are superstars of business. Cruise One, and they're out of Fort Garland, but they're in and around this area quite a bit, as a matter of fact. And if you'll give us a call, they've got some free gifts to give, some tote bags, etc. Mm-hmm. And the only obligation is your email.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Fascinating, guys. Really fascinating. And I'm jealous.
Well, you don't have to be. We'll send you two.
All you have to do is call us at 800-267-7613, and we'll be glad to take care of you.
We'll just set you up before we leave today.
Okay, that's a deal. Sherry, you'll like that too as well. We're looking for junkets all the time around here.
There you go.
Thank you for being on our Superstars of Business, Mike and Darlene Jordan. They are with Cruise One. We have the contact information here at the studios of KRTN, should anyone want that. And again, best of luck, and we'll see you in China or somewhere.
There you go. Thanks.
Where's your next one?
Well, we have two, actually. One is we're going on a Disney cruise in October.
That's our national convention.
We have a national convention on board a Disney ship and at one of the Disney resorts. And then the next one is the river cruise from Amsterdam to Budapest, and that is May 8th of next year.
And we still have group
space available
on that one with discounted prices. So
Great. Give
us a call. Join us.
It's a tough job. Somebody has to
That's
do
right.
it.
That's exactly
That's
right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Superstars of Business, an in-depth look at businesses, products, services, people, as we learn more about our local business owners, their contributions to our area and the economy, the superstars of business. It's about 4 minutes past 10 o'clock here in the Rocky Mountain West. Because of Superstars of Business, we did not get to our salute to Eric DeCristino from Trinidad High School. We're going to get to that. Also, Heather Mitchell from Roy. Heather Mitchell from Roy, we'll get to her salute here in just a couple of minutes on KRTN. As a matter of fact, why not now? Let's do it now. Another salute to the graduating seniors of the class of 2012, sponsored by K-Bob Steakhouse, La Familia Primary Care, the First National Loan Production Office, Records Ace Hardware, Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical, Woody's Furniture and Appliance, and International Bank. Salute the class of 2012.